All right, well, let me jump on in here to my Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that the Right Side Way monologue brought to you every day by attorney Stan McDonald. He's a law firm partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, sponsor daily of the Right Side Way, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in a few minutes. Okay, if you really want to freak someone out, one of your naysayers, if you really want to freak them out, tell them you don't care what happens to you as long as the victory's achieved. I mean, really, what you're saying there, naysayers won't know what to do with it. What I'm talking about is folks who have a broader view of the world. They never really know what to make if you come at them all the time and say, it is not about me, it's about something bigger than me. So people who don't have that broad view of the world, they get lost when statesmen will actually say something like, it's not about me. Because most naysayers, they're the ones who, they have only a single issue in mind. They only see one way to handle the issue. It's usually their way or the highway. They don't get it when someone comes along who is willing and able to put in the time, the sacrifice, the hardship to make things better for more than just themselves. And in politics, those people that I'm talking about who are willing to accomplish the big stuff that means more than just their own petty re-election efforts or little districts, they're called statesmen. Now, oftentimes, that strength to, you know, pursue something bigger, it comes from having been in a fight. It comes from having emerged from a fight and emerged intact. You learn from it, right? You grow from it. You realize you can get hit and still keep moving. Overcoming adversity, it makes you appreciate what you have all the more, and it creates a different view, a view that things can get done. Big things. Things that some people recoil from because they still fear getting hit. That's why it's so important for like a football team to practice in full pads and trade blows on the practice field so they don't avoid the hits that they need to endure to win the game. That's why boxers have sparring partners so they learn how to trade blows for the big match. That's why General Norman Schwarzkopf said, the more you sweat in training, the less you bleed in war. And in politics, the ability to trade those blows and stick to your guns, that's what changes somebody from a politician to a statesman. So yesterday I told you about the Alabama legislature being in session for day one of the 2025 regular session. And last night Governor Ivey gave her State of the State address in the old House chamber in the Capitol building. I've been there many times. Tennessee's legislature gaveled in a couple of weeks ago in a special session to tackle school choice. Yesterday, too, Tennessee also passed state-level immigration laws going to the governor's desk. All across the nation, state elected officials are doing what they do, debating good bills, stopping bad bills, passing budgets, all the stuff. And I can tell you from experience that there will be political machinations that make no sense at times. There will be state legislators who can't see past the nose on their faces. And there will be some who will only do what the lobbyists tell them to do. But I also know this, and I know it for a fact. I know from experience, there will be some who will take to the respective floor of the House or Senate in their state with a statesmanlike attitude of doing what is right for the greater good because that's who they are. And the ones who don't have that view, the ones who don't have that statesmanlike view, they're often the ones who didn't become stronger by virtue of having a good fight. Either A, they got whooped one time and now they're gun-shy, or B, they never really been in a fight, so they don't have any idea how to trade blows when the opposition comes in swinging, and they back down too easy. And too many of the Republicans in our state's supermajorities, even right here in Alabama, are in that second group. They've had the joy of being large and in charge for their whole time in office, and they have no idea what it really means to have a good fight and to stand their ground on behalf of the greater good. A few years back, there were a class of freshman legislators, men and women, who came into the Alabama House and Senate having endured one of the most brutal campaign seasons in Alabama history. It was called the Republican Wave of 2010, and I talked about it yesterday. I was a part of it. The Tea Party was active. A grassroots effort like never before in our state was just plain tired of corruption and the Democrats who had controlled the State House for 136 straight years. But that election season, y'all, it was a slugfest. The teachers' union especially fought, and they often fought dirty. Like I said, I was proud to be part of that wave, and I know for a fact that those of us who overcame the nastiness of those elections, we were better prepared then for the fights that came afterward. And we were willing to stand our ground because we knew what it meant to go toe-to-toe on things. I know one guy who won his election by just a margin, a narrow margin, despite the fact that his opponent paid strippers to show up at his front door trying to trap him. I personally had supporters have their businesses threatened if they put up my signs. But we fought battles, and the ones that came after as they tried to dox our families and our businesses and harass us for daring to have a statesmanlike view of how to fix our state. I could tell you story after story about men and women that I served with who came to the Capitol already battle-scarred, with the desire to pursue a different agenda, a broader agenda, a statesman's agenda. But it only came when we knuckled down and got into the fight, and then we lived to fight another day. And like I said, the teachers' union, man, it was the absolute worst. Often coached its members out of a position of fear, and so they would lash out with the most ridiculous, unfounded attacks. And when they didn't get us to cow down, then they would often resort to personal attacks. I cannot tell you how many times I was verbally accosted for daring to suggest a different version of the budget, or a different way of handling education, or considering how we might want to save public retirement that was on the verge of collapse when I got elected. The mantra from the teachers' union was always the same. It was, do what we want, or we'll make sure you never get reelected. Yeah, how'd that work out for you? My response used to tick them off to no end, because I would often reply, sometimes in writing. I'd sit there and type it out in emails. They'd threaten me with an email, and I'd type back, say, I didn't get elected to get reelected. I'm going to do what I believe is right. Well, I'd love to take credit for that statement, by the way, but I can't. I learned to say that from another real statesman, somebody who had been through the fire, somebody who had even lost elections and then pushed for unpopular things at times because he knew there was a bigger plan to push for, a broader narrative. And that man that I learned it from was Ronald Reagan, who I had read once had been advised that a position he was preparing to take on a major issue would be considered political suicide by his top advisors. They were telling him not to do it. Political expediency, they said. You can't do this, sir. But Reagan, with the scars of all of his prior battles in the public arena, he told him, I didn't get elected to get reelected. We're going to do the right thing. That's a statesman. The politician that makes promises but may not deliver them once he's elected. But a statesman? A statesman is a person who stands by his ideals and does everything in his power to do what he believes is right for the people of his community, his state, his country. You see, statesmen stand on a platform of fundamental truths and principles, and they have those scars I told you about from prior fights. Because when the fur starts flying and the attacks come from all angles, and they will, it is the embedded principles and the knowledge of having survived prior fights that kick a statesman forward to lean into the fight. And they cannot be myopic either. They cannot be fixated on one thing. A statesman has to be broad and deep and able to address a variety of issues. I mean, can they adjust from a fight on cultural issues and pivot over here for fiscal issues? Are they effective in the arena of facing down attacks on constitutional liberties and then able to move next to a debate about economic development or military spending or education reforms or abortion or prisons? Can they see past the moment that they're in to decide what's out there for the greater good? See, a statesman is one who recognizes that his or her position has given them the opportunity for power. Power of position, power over people, really. Power that can become a distraction. Power that can become a tyranny. Statesmen don't give way to the idea of power. For a statesman, it is antithetical to pursue tyranny or to lord themselves over others. George Washington, fresh on the heels of his victory in the Revolutionary War, was granted by the Continental Congress what they termed as unlimited powers in 1777 to pursue the fight against the British. Responding back to the Congress, Washington said, I shall constantly bear in mind that the sword was the last resort for the preservation of liberty, and so it ought to be the first thing we lay aside when those liberties are firmly established. You see, Washington, he also famously resigned his commission as a general before he took the oath of president's office, and he also declined to serve more than two terms because he was a statesman. He was honed by the fight. He was standing on his principles, and the fight was for the greater good. I'm going to tell you, we need more statesmen. We need more people who will say, I didn't get elected to get reelected. I'm going to do what the right thing is, especially in our state government. And we need them right now for such a time as this, and we need them to fight. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.